kidding what school, but now you talking about smart. My daddy had a head on his. If he ever learned anything one time, I mean, it stayed up there, you know. And he could figure, you could go somewhere and look at 100 head of cattle and they would be different prices, you know. And he could just add them up in his head, just like an adding machine. Well, myself, I can, any kind of figuring, you know, well, just a few minutes, I can just run it up in my head like that. Well, if I had to do it on paper, it'd take me three times longer to add up like a bunch of cattle, what they're worth, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And just add them up in my head, I mean, a big bunch, just quick, you know, and tell a man what I'd give him. And my daddy was out of way, and I know a lot of people that got a lot of schooling, you know, that can't really do it, but you just, I guess, just what you get used to doing, you know. But he was the best at it that I ever seen, of just using it, you know, adding up anything, or he never did. Well, then, though, through the seventh grade was a lot more schooling than a lot of these kids get if they go 12 years. You know, I mean, they studied hard over what time they went to school, and he could spell anything where I went through the 11th, and I can't hardly spell beef and bull's foot, you know, because I just didn't ever learn how to spell, and he could spell anything that he wanted to spell, you know. But where I can't, my wife, she spelled pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things I can't spell, you know.
Did
but
you go
as far as math, now I can get math in my head, you know. Mm-hmm. I took algebra and I made A's and stuff in it, but I never did use it none, hard. Mm-hmm.
Did you go all the way through the 11th grade, or did you quit?
I quit in the 11th grade.
Mm-hmm. Say a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching. He does something else for a living. What would you call him?
Oh, he's a high preacher.
Did you ever hear, what about a carpenter that's not very good at building things? You call him a... Did you ever hear of a jack leg or shaved
leg? Jerk leg.
Huh?
Jerk leg carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk leg preacher.
What does that mean exactly?
He just about half does what he's doing.
The highest rank in the Army is?
5-star general.
And beneath the general, you have a...
Well, they have come on down each star, and then they come into the lieutenant or captain, and on down through the sergeants.
What about, like, the man with the Kentucky Fried Chicken? He's called a...
Sergeant?
Or a
colonel.
Uh-huh. And the person who presides over the court is called a...
Judge.
And someone who goes to school.
Student.
And a person who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
Secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
Actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is...
American.
And what different terms are there for black?
Black.
Mm-hmm.
Colored. Darky.
Mm-hmm.
Nigger.
Which word would you probably use most of the time?
Colored.
Mm-hmm. What would be sort of the proper name?
Colored.
Mm-hmm.
Colored.
Or another...
Darky.
Mm-hmm. What about N-E-G-R-O?
Negro.
Huh?
Nigger.
Uh-huh.
Negro or nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they mean about the same.
When people say nigger, are they meaning to be insulting, or is it just sort of a...
No, I thought it's just like Mexican or white or German or...
Any joking names or...
Spook.
Mm-hmm.
Chickaboo.
Huh?
Chickaboo or Spook.
Where'd they get the name Chickaboo?
That's what it's called, a lot of niggas, Chickaboo.